Macmillan Audio presents Her Last Breath by Linda Castillo. Read for you by Kathleen McInerney. The cruelest lies are often told in silence. Robert Louis Stevenson, Virginibus Puerisque. Prologue. The clip-clop of the standard-bred shod hooves against asphalt echoed within the canopy of the trees. Paul Borntraeger had purchased the 4-year-old gelding at the horse auction in Millersburg 6 months ago, against his better judgment. His daughter, Nora, promptly named the animal Samson, after the world's largest horse, because he was so big and strong. Fresh off the racetrack, Samson had been a challenge at first, breaking his gait and spooking at cars and loose dogs. But after 6 months of training and a lot of miles, the horse turned out to be a good investment. Now Samson was one of the fastest trotters he'd ever owned, and a pleasure to drive. Paul was glad he'd taken a chance on the animal. The leather reins were solid but soft in his hands. The jingle of the harness and the rhythmic creaking of the buggy lulled Paul into a state of quiet contemplation. The children had behaved well this afternoon, even though they had to wait more than an hour for their appointment at the clinic. They were silent now.